Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks asking me, wait, what article? What? Hold on, where can I find that? Just went ahead and posted it on my X account to understand everything that is going on now. If you're one of my Battleground America listeners, you know about this. You understand why it is that Tom Homan is talking about the Sinaloa cartel, and Stephen specifically, and Stephen Miller, his deputy chief of staff, is talking about the Sinaloa cartel. It all ties together. Why? 2014 article, Fox News. What they report that what a cartel member had been rounded up and was facing trial, and his attorney files a brief, and this is sort of, I guess you would call it, an offensive brief. In the brief, the attorney says, look, I did look, my client was paid by the FBI to run drugs and people into the U.S. Oh, and he was armed by the FBI, too. In other words, we felt like we had entree into the country. Wait, what? Sinaloa cartel, y'all. The article's in Fox News, and it changed the way I look at everything. So when you see that massive human trafficking, it's so well organized, comes out of nowhere with the beginning of the Obama administration, or with the Biden administration, really goes back to the Obama administration with, you know, just hitting the border with 1,500, 2,000, 1,500 at a time. That was organized. The article to understand everything Trump's trying to undo right now, what's going on, it's called America's Third War. The U.S. cut a deal with the Sinaloa cartel, say court documents. It's from Fox News, published August 5th, 2011. U.S. federal agents cut a deal with the Sinaloa drug cartel that allowed it to traffic tons of narcotics across the border, as well as people. The allegations were made by Vicente Zambada Nabila, top-ranking cartel boss extradited to the U.S. last year, so that would have been 2010, on drug charges. He's a close associate of Mexico's most wanted man, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. So in it, the Sinaloa cartel lawyer says, look, we were invited to do this by the FBI. We were armed by them. We were funded by them. And our drug and human smuggling routes were protected by them. So Fox News calls up the FBI. Hey, is this going on? I mean, this sounds a little crazy with you're like arming Sinaloa. They admitted it. According to the motion, the deal was part of a divide and conquer strategy where the U.S. helped finance and arm. This is mind blowing. This is illegal, by the way. Where the U.S. helped finance and arm the Sinaloa cartel through Operation Fast and Furious in exchange for information, they said. This is what the FBI's excuse was. That allowed the DEA and the FBI to destroy and dismantle rival Mexican cartels. Okay. Now, that sends my BS meter into outer space. Let me get this straight. You armed and financed the Sinaloa cartel and protected their human trafficking and drug routes into the U.S. Yes. Supposedly so they'd, what, rat out their rivals to you? That doesn't make any sense. They'd rat out their rivals for free. They want you to pick up their rivals. Less competition. Well, you know, there's a code of honor. Oh, but there's no honor if the FBI funds you? Folks, let me tell you what's really going on here. That's just an excuse. The FBI works for the Democrat Party. We've seen that with the Russia collusion hoax. We've seen them helping to cover up Hillary's crimes, helping to cover up the 19,000 licenses sent in here by the Chinese to be used for fake absentee ballots in the 2020 election. We've seen the FBI do these things that are criminal again and again and again to help the Democrats electorally. What you're seeing here is the FBI late Obama era building the smuggling routes and saying, hey, look, We'll arm you. We'll finance you. We're going to claim you're going to turn your rivals over to us in exchange. They don't need to arm and finance them for them to turn over their rivals. To do it for free. This was to build the capacity to move the Democrats' new voter nation into the country. You were going to need 12 to 24 million. You were, just to really make sure we...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live in a one-party system. So this is where it started, folks. Now, fast forward to today. Fast forward to who we have hit in the last week. Same cartel, Sinaloa. We've hit them hard. Who does Venezuela move precursor drug materials and fentanyl-laced cocaine for? Well, we watched this week on the satellite as the materials that came from Shanghai, China, moving through Venezuela, Tren de Aragua, and guess what? We pick them up with the largest ever drug bust, 700,000 pounds of precursor materials. Again, it's Venezuela moving the materials for China to the Sinaloa cartel. These are the same drug routes the FBI established when it armed, financed, and trained Sinaloa. This is what we are deconstructing. Now, listen to Stephen Miller, Deputy Chief of Staff for Donald Trump, talk about cartel and specifically mention Sinaloa and tie it in to why Trump is going into Chicago and all of these areas. Why? To pick up the gangsters ensconced there who are hiding in sanctuary cities, who are hiding under the protection of the Democrat Party. This is Trump doing what he has to do to end the voter drive via Sinaloa, but in tracing it, it goes all the way back to the Chinese, because of course it does. They want Democrats in control so they can ultimately be in control of America.
Nicolas Maduro is an indicted drug trafficker. He's indicted in federal court. He is a fugitive from justice in America. There's a $50 million reward for the return of Nicolas Maduro. Not just him, his henchmen have also been indicted. So it is a drug cartel that is running Venezuela. This is a very important point. It's not a government. It is a drug cartel, a narco-trafficking organization that is running Venezuela. And this has been documented in federal court, and indictments have been secured. The people of Venezuela have been suffering and struggling under the reality of a nation that is so rich in resources, so rich in reserves, that is run by Maduro, the head of the cartel that you referenced, the Cartel de los Soles. That is absolutely one of the most ruthless criminal cartels on the planet. And many Americans may not realize that the drugs killing their kids are coming from Maduro, and also the criminal aliens killing their kids are coming from Maduro. So he's sending his drugs, he is sending his killers, his assassins into our communities, and he's working directly with other designated foreign terrorist organizations like the FARC in Colombia and all the Mexican drug cartels. So it's one continuous loop.
One continuous loop, and Venezuela is the China connection.
For decades and for years, for generations, we used our military to engage in action against terrorists in the Middle East and in Africa, while leaving unharmed the terrorists in our own hemisphere, who are responsible for so much more American deaths, who have spilled so much blood across the Western Hemisphere, who have bereaved so many parents and families, who have contributed to such a horrific cycle and just nonstop, relentless surge of violence in our cities. Every major city in America is suffering from cartel violence. Even the U.S.-based gangs are working directly with these cartels. The drugs, the guns, the weapons, the cash, the organization. We've been occupied by cartels for far too long. President Trump is finally allowing and directing the United States military to use its authorities under the Constitution to defend America from the terrorist organizations that have run free for too long in our own hemisphere. Thank you all. Thank you for the question.
So notice how he ties in the crime, the raids on the cities, but also the cartels. And so Tom Homan's asked about this, and he's asked here about Chicago and going into Chicago. And what is he talking about? Chicago? Sinaloa.
And President Trump is committed to ending the cartel violence in this country. And look, the Sinaloa cartel's now in 42 countries across the globe. Again, their time in the United States is limited under President Trump.
These are the Democrats' human trafficking networks that he's coming after. And you can't do that without hitting China, Venezuela, and then ultimately ripping Sinaloa out by the roots. That's what's happening. This is a political fight, not just a crime or a drug fight.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.